7:18 a.m. We welcome to our Newsmaker line right now Stephanie Lundquist Arora. She's a Virginia mother, author of Coping with Gender Fluidity, and a member of the Independent Women's Network. Stephanie, welcome, and it's back to school time, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is. Thanks a lot for having me.
So what part of Virginia do you live in? Do you live up in Loudoun County where all the trouble went down, or Richmond?
Well, I live in Fairfax County.
Where the trouble close enough.
We're Loudoun County's dysfunctional twin.
Absolutely. What is the problem with all of the left-wing authoritarian school board members in Virginia? How did that happen?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I think it's what's going on everywhere across the country is people don't pay attention to local governments, and then they go in and they just kind of vote whatever on the ballot. They don't pay attention. They just check a name. And we've had some real interesting people sneak through, including Abraro Mesh, who basically got up in June 2021 and announced that the high school seniors she was speaking in front of should remember their jihad when they enter the world of hate during a graduation speech. So we have 12 members on the school board. She's one of them. So their focus is definitely on political things and to the detriment of education, unfortunately.
Are any of those 12 school board members sane, or are they all a bunch of lefties?
Well, I hope at the end of the day, some of them are a little bit sane, but they're not voting that way. I mean, they're certainly not voting that way. Math scores have gone down 25% pre and post pandemic, and still their focus is on compelling speech by suspending fourth graders for misgendering their peers, or dead naming. So it's really unfortunate what's happening.
Misgendering their peers, or what was it? You said dead naming? What's that?
Dead naming. So basically, in the still of the night, when the schools were closed in Fairfax County for a year and a half, and students were virtual learning, I was actually homeschooling my children during this time, and everybody was trying to get the schools back open, get the kids back in school. The school board, instead of talking about the mental health issues of students in isolation or getting students back into the classroom, they were passing policies like compelling speech, a violation of the First Amendment. They were passing policies that basically made it a suspendable infraction for children as young as, in this case, seventh grade during that time to say if somebody wants to be called he, to say she instead. That's misgendering. And also dead naming is if they're trans, then they're using the name, like if you call Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, that's called dead naming. So if anybody in school does that now,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, now you know. So in Fairfax County,
this is insanity. I mean, it's just insanity. Now, are you sending your kids back to K-12 public schools this fall?
I am. I'm fighting the fight from the inside. I think it would be less time-consuming to continue to homeschool them, but my children are all very aware of what's going on, and they're getting quite an education in civics with regard to all of this. I'm not sure if you knew this. They were suspended for several days last year for not wearing their masks, so we've been kind of fighting the fight from the inside, and I think a lot of people across the country, not just in Fairfax County, have voted with their feet in these school districts. They don't like it. They get out of the schools, and then they don't kind of do anything to change the schools anymore. Which who can blame them? And who has time for it? But on the other hand, the problem with that is that we're raising a generation of leftists at the expense of education, and these are the future citizens. You know, these are the citizens who are going to be making the decisions in our country. So,
well, that's all true, except in this case. Now, look, I mean, my children were educated primarily in K-12 public schools, but they're out. They're long out of that, and they're adults and in their workforce. But right now, and you've made the decision to send. How many kids do you have? Three.
Three sons.
And they're all going back to K-12 public schools this fall.
They are, for now.
So, I think you are, you know, and other parents that are doing that, when they have alternatives, are subjecting their children to this kind of nonstop propaganda and bullying that's going to come from the left and the authority figures there. Isn't that a consideration that, that you have with the, your kids?
So they are well accepted among their peers, my children in particular. They play multiple sports. They're happy. I'm always concerned about their happiness index. So if I felt that that were the case, if I felt like they were being bullying among their peers, I would definitely change course.
Don't you think, though, that a lot of this leftism is going to permeate their brains?
I think in the case of some kids, it is. But in the case of my sons, we've been fighting this, and they were among very few students who defied the school's illegal kind of dress code order. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that. Governor Youngkin here passed the executive order to during his first day in office. And Fairfax County actually circumvented it and said, oh, we don't listen to the state law, so what we're going to do instead is it's part of the dress code now, you have to wear a mask. And my sons were like, we're not doing that. We're not wearing a mask anymore. They had problems with the mask. So they were among very few. And I said, look, you don't have to do this. It's completely up to you. And they were like, well, that's, you know, it's the law. We want to do that. So they went to school multiple days. They got suspended. And I said, look, if you're gonna do this, I'm behind you 150%. But it was definitely their decision to do that.
Stephanie, so in studio is Crom Carmichael, who has a question for you.
So, Stephanie, when you say they chose to do it, you mean they chose not to wear a mask?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, they exercised civil disobedience.
Okay. Well, then they got suspended. And then what
they
happened? Because, by the way, I think that they are the decision they made was based on thought and logic, and so I'm really interested. What was the outcome?
Thank you for saying that. Yes,
yeah.
It was completely legal also because they were covered by the executive order too. So they eventually, what happened is the circuit court judge put a stay on the executive order too, so they ended up temporarily having to put their masks back on. But we ended up, because of the suspensions, we filed a lawsuit. We were plaintiffs on the lawsuit against the school district for willfully violating executive order too. And interestingly, the lawyers for the school board members, in their motion to dismiss, said, plaintiffs, as parents to their minor children, enjoy no codified rights to make decisions over their children's health and education.
Fascinating.
That's what they argued.
This was in the motion to dismiss. Yes, this is what they argued.
So then what happened?
Here in Fairfax County, the judge was like, yep, and granted their motion to dismiss. So apparently I'm like, I don't know if the 14th Amendment doesn't apply here in Fairfax County, but that's what happened. So then I reached out to the school and I was like, okay, the principals had told me that just go ahead and whenever you're ready, go ahead and appeal. We'll expunge these records. It's our decision. It's supposed to be made at the school level. So recently, in July, I appealed to have their records expunged, and the school denied it. So they were like, no, we're gonna keep these on there. And I just think that that's insane, and I'm trying to fight them bureaucratically, politically, with the help of the state, and also through the media to raise awareness about the dysfunction that's happening, about the political persecution of children who dare stand up to them.
Yeah.
Well,
hopefully Youngkin will pull a Ron DeSantis.
1 minute.
And he'll walk in, and he will eliminate the school board members from their positions for defying the executive order, which is exactly what Ron DeSantis did with the prosecutor in Tampa. That's exactly what DeSantis did.
I don't know if they've got the authority to do that. What do you think, Stephanie? Does he have that authority to remove the school board members?
I'm not sure legally if the government can go in and just get rid of the school board members, but I think that there are other ways to hold them accountable. I'm not exactly sure what that could be, but I hope that Governor Youngkin and the other great people in the Youngkin administration will use the tools at their disposal to do something about it, at least to have my son's records expunged. And I do feel like there's a lot of power through funding.
Mm-hmm.
I think that local school boards should be held accountable, and I think the mechanism that the state has to be able to do that is with funding. Because it really is unfortunate if you think about it. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, you're staining my children's record for civil disobedience.
Yeah, absolutely. Stephanie Lundquist-Arora, mom with the Independent Women's Forum. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more after this. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's Crom Carmichael. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.